Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back into You Better You Bet. Kate Constable and Mark Drumheller hanging out with you here. Got a couple more guests lined up for the remainder of the show. 2 hours left. We are over on Stadium as well for the next hour. You can check us out there. We're going to have Andy Hart coming up at 5:40. Co-host of the Six Ring Podcast. We'll dive into a little NFL draft talk. And then Joe DeLera at 6, host of the Cash That Podcast. He's going to come on and discuss a little bit more NBA playoffs. Mark, in the break here, I ran to my kitchen to get a little snack. Usually I can make it through the show without eating. But today, for some reason, I've been just starving all day long. So ran in an interesting combo that I just had. A little carnitas from dinner last night, some leftovers, get a little protein, and some Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies. It's like it got a little taste of everything. Got some protein, some meat, and then a little sweet tooth with the cookies and a little mint to top it all off. It was fantastic.
Well, I love the mint. If we're talking Girl Scout cookies, definitely the Thin Mints are the elite choice there. I just wouldn't go with that pairing. Like, to me, that's a very interesting pairing. And I know, listen, we're on break, you know, we got to grab what we can get, right? It's like a money grab. You only get so many chances to get in there. But man, I'll tell you, the carnitas and the Thin Mints, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, so now I'm like trying to pick little carnitas / chocolate out of my teeth right now. I had to make sure I didn't have like a black tooth, something sticking out the front. It's quite the flavor, you know, roller coaster going
on nice
right
mix.
Now.
Yeah, you got a lot going on the palate.
Yeah, I didn't go grocery shopping this week because I am heading out of town tomorrow just for a quick day, and my husband's off all weekend at a bachelor party. So I'm like, I'm not going to buy any food. I'm going to try and finish what we have in the fridge and just kind of clean that out. And then Sunday when I'm back, I'll do like a big grocery shopping load. So this is what I'm stuck with. And guess what? This is exactly what dinner is going to be as well, because that's literally, I might throw, like, the only other thing I have is a yogurt, throw a yogurt in there. But then that pairing gets real funky. I'm not sure I can handle that.
Well, here's the thing. This is how we can do it, right? It's about timing. Timing's everything, right? So maybe you go with the carnitas, right? You sit down, you have the carnitas, you enjoy that, you know, have, you know, a little drink with it, you know, that's fine. And then afterwards, you wrap it up. Maybe like you crush up the Thin Mints, you mix them in the yogurt, you make yourself a little dessert, right? And then you finish strong. You finish that way. So, you know, you don't need to just start, you know, piling it all in your mouth at the same time, Kate. Like, you know, you're gonna drive yourself crazy mixing all that stuff together. Take your time, right? We space it out. We have the carnitas, nice little dinner, and then we make ourselves a nice dessert.
Yeah, that's probably the way to do it, is not to eat them basically in the same bite.
You don't have to be in break mood all the time, right? After the show, you can relax, you time it out, you put it all in order. There's no rush. You don't have to worry about it. You didn't got to get back on air. And then, you know, you set things up nice.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like in these breaks, we only have a couple minutes. Like I had to use the bathroom. I sprinted to the bathroom, had to quickly just, I didn't even heat the carnitas up. We're eating them cold out of the fridge, just a fork straight out of the Tupperware. Then I grabbed the two Thin Mints on the way back to the desk because I'm panicked that even though I got back here with like 3 minutes to spare, still in my mind, I'm like, you're cutting this close. So yeah, that's probably a good thing to
feel like. You always feel like you're cutting it close. The people don't know the grind. You always feel like you're cutting it close. You know, I ran upstairs just to get water, and I'm like, do I need to really fill it up the whole way? Like, should I just go with half, or now I've got to run back up at the next break? Like, what are we going to do here? Yeah, you're like, you feel like you're really pressing it by filling up the whole cup of water, you know? So it's, I totally understand that. I get that, because the clock's always running, because you can't be late.
No, I do that all the time with my water bottle because I have one of these big ones. I didn't have time to fill up in this last one amongst all these 17 other things that I was doing. So next break, I'm going to time it. I'm going to go fill up the water. And I will be able to get all the way through because that's the only task I have during this next break. It's yeah, people don't understand. It's a science
They don't know to
behind the
grind. You hear
scenes.
that music coming after the break, and it's like chaos ensues.
Yes, seriously. It actually is. That's hilarious. All right, let's dive into some more NBA playoffs because we've got a big one here. This is probably the series that I'm not looking forward to the most. Like of all the series, this is the one I really just don't care about. I have a little bit stronger take in this one, but I'm not like chomping at the bit to watch the Magic and Cavs in the form that the Cleveland Cavaliers have been in for the last month or so to end the season because they have not looked good. Donovan Mitchell has not been himself. He wants out of Cleveland. Like this is, I feel like I'm gonna be on the Magic in this series. I think they win this series. I also like them at +1.5 series spread. The number there isn't great. Like I believe it's -145, something around there. But I don't think the Cavs dominate this series. I don't think they win it in 5 games, 6 games. I think this goes all the way, and this is going to be a big series, or going to have to be a big series for Donovan Mitchell if he wants out of Cleveland, because this is kind of like an audition for other teams to show what he can do in the postseason. And we've seen it with the Jazz before, but the last couple of years he's been quiet and he hasn't looked great. I'm not convinced he's going to all of a sudden flip a switch and look awesome in the postseason. Like, do you see that happening?
No, if Donovan Mitchell is looking for a way to get out of Cleveland, losing the first round to the fourth youngest team in the NBA, the Orlando Magic, that is a tremendous way to go. I mean, if he's trying to get out of Cleveland, he loses this series, he's definitely going to get his wish, I feel like, because they're going to have to look long and hard about, their future and how that roster is constructed going forward. I think Mitchell's a guy who has a lot to prove in the playoffs, and that stems back to Utah. I think he's a great player. I don't think he's been the same here towards the end of the season, and he's going to have a tough matchup. Like, they're going to put Suggs on him. Orlando, very good defensive team. Suggs has a lot of length. I think he's going to cause him a lot of problems in this series. I like the Magic as well, Kate. I didn't bet it yet because I'm almost checking myself because I just feel like that. Like, why is this number? I believe they're +165 to win the series. I'm not sure why this number is so high when you look at this Cavaliers team who really struggled. And they had a lot of excuses. They blamed it on, their mentality. They weren't ready last year, but they struggled against a good defensive team last year in the New York Knicks. We're not ready to play that type of team the way the Knicks were built. And now they get another very, very tough defensive team, this Magic team, young and hungry. They are second in, they do a great job enforcing turnovers, second in the NBA in opponent turnover percentage. They're second in the NBA in points scored off turnovers. So that's really where the things everything starts with the Magic. And I don't know about you, Kate, but when a team is young like this and they do all the things that you want to see an underdog do, all the hustle plays, right? They get steals, they get deflections, they get turnovers. They can get stops in the half court game that is the NBA playoffs. I think it's really valuable. I mean, I don't know why I didn't bet this yet, but I just feel like it's a little like, why is this number so wide? I think this should be closer. This should be more of a coin flip series.
I think it should too. These two teams split the regular season series. And I feel like, yes, there's a knock on the youth or the inexperience for Orlando, but also like ignorance is bliss a little. And this is a young team that like they don't know what they're getting into, and that's okay. Like just go out and play, right? That's not like the most, I don't know, analytical handicap of this series, but the Magic have nothing to lose, right? All the pressure is on the Cavs. And especially if the Cavs drop one of these first 2 games in Cleveland, like the pressure starts to build a little bit and the chatter gets a little bit louder. And all of a sudden everyone's talking, oh, is this going to be another first round exit for the Cavs similar to last year? Is Cleveland really ready for the postseason? Is this roster one that they are going to keep together? Do they ch dramatically change things? Like the question marks start building up more so for Cleveland than they will Orlando, because Orlando has nothing to lose. Like, no one really expects the Magic to go far in the playoffs. Everyone thinks, well, not everyone, I shouldn't say that, but a lot of people and the books, Vegas, seems to think that the series is going to go the Cavs' way. So I don't necessarily mind that they are all that young and inexperienced. Like, what experience does do the Cavs have? This roster, just last year when mm-hmm. they got torched by the Knicks, like, they were like deer in a headlights last year. That's the experience that we're saying is significantly better than the Magic. I don't know. It just is a little off to me.
Yeah, the only experience that they have is bad experience. And when you look at their best player, Donovan Mitchell, his experience in the playoffs hasn't been great. I agree. There's like a house money element to Orlando. I love the fact that they're young and hungry. And I think that the way they're defensively, they're going to give Cleveland a lot of trouble. I think from a game by game perspective, if you're betting this, or even from a live betting perspective, an excellent way to attack it is just, you know, find a team early that's hitting threes, because I think points are really going to be really hard to come by. And if a team is hitting threes, they're hitting from beyond the arc, from outside early, it's going to give them a huge advantage in this series. I think that's really going to be a big part of it. I like Orlando. The problem I have with the Cavaliers, and Kate, I think we've all either been through this personally or have worked with somebody in this kind of situation. Excuses are great once, right? Something happens, things don't go right. You have an excuse, there's a reason behind it, you get it, right? Cavaliers use that up. After you use up the excuses are done. Like, it's not a continual thing. Like, you're not allowed to just roll out excuses after every time you don't perform. And I think that's what we're going to see here with the Cavaliers is last year, they had a bunch of excuses. Oh, we weren't mentally ready, you know, didn't go our way, it was disappointing. Next year, we're going to be fine. Now that pressure builds. Right now, it's next year. You can't say the same thing. You know, you got to go out there and perform now, and they get a real tough matchup. I don't know. I'm not buying the Cavs here. I'm not buying the Cavs at all. I'm undecided on whether I want to wager on this game by game or whether I just want to take Orlando with the plus 165. I think that's an excellent price. But that's really how I see it. Like, it's a Cavs team. I don't know what they've done to earn our trust as bettors.
Yeah, Mark, it's kind of like when I'm in the break and stuffing my face with carnitas and Thin Mints and I miss getting back to my desk in time for the segment to start. That can only happen once. If that happens twice, right, I'm in trouble. Like that.
Yeah, you got to
get one pass, which I don't even know if you get a pass, but, you know, benefit of the doubt. That can't happen twice. So you're spot on with this. I will also be taking the Magic plus 4.5 in that first game. I think that's too many points. I think you're getting a discount based on the Magic being inexperienced and on the road for their first playoff game. Like, right? I don't know. That just doesn't scare me that much. I think that Orlando's defense can do some damage to this Cavs offense. Like, if Donovan Mitchell is not right, which it doesn't look like he is, he's not going to be performing all that well. I mean, Orlando does have some bodies that can match up to Evan Mobley and Jarrett Allen. And Jalen Suggs, like, he was a football player. He was Mr. Football in high school, state of Minnesota, Mr. Football and Mr. Basketball. Like, he's a physical, big defender that can shut down Donovan Mitchell. And then offensively, like, that's where the biggest concern comes in for Orlando is their offense, because it can get fairly stagnant at times. But I like Paolo Banchero. Right? He's gotten progressively better as the season has gone on. And I'm not sure Cleveland has like a great matchup for him. So I'm on Orlando to win this series. I'm on Orlando in the first game at 4.5 as well.
So one way to attack this, we agree that these are two teams that have pressure on them for different reasons, right? So one of them could definitely start off slow. And we also agree that points are going to be very hard to come by because these are two, you know, very strong defensive teams that are going to win or lose the game by defense. So while I'm thinking through this out loud, like, I'm almost wondering if like game one is a game that where like I just try and hit a bunch of different spots live. Like, if, you know, Cleveland gets off to a hot start, you know, home court, you know, Orlando has those opening first playoff game jitters or whatnot, you're going to get a big juicy number on Orlando in a game that's going to be very, very low scoring because these teams thrive on defense. Or it could be the other way around, right? Maybe the Cavaliers realize that they're out of excuses earlier and they don't get off to a hot start, and Orlando comes out hungry because they got nothing to lose and they get off to a big lead. You get a Cleveland team at home at a good number. So I might just hold off on game one until we get about, you know, 5-6 minutes in, maybe even through the first quarter, and then hit one of these teams live. And I could go back and forth each game and just try and middle things.
Yeah, I actually think that's a great way to play this. I think you could do that for the total too, if the game starts off fairly quickly, because this is the lowest scoring total of any game, first game of, you know, this first series. So yeah, this might be a series of, you know, of all of them out there that you can live bet, maybe, I don't want to say the easiest, but have more opportunities to live bet in this one. The Nuggets and Lakers. I don't know if you can live bet that one. We'll talk maybe about how you do that. But the Lakers, can they get a win over the Nuggets? That's the big question here on You Better You Bet.